Laramie artist Tara Pappas is well known for colorful, whimsical art that looks like it's lifted from the pages of a storybook or fairy tale. Pappas is also an elementary school art teacher, and as she tells Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer, it was her students who inspired her to get back to work as a studio artist.
And I thought, what a great example to the kids it would be to have a working studio artist teaching them. And so that was kind of what got me going again after art school, because I kind of reached this block where I wasn't creating anything. I had just had this creative block and I didn't know where to go from there.
So how do your kids respond? I mean, do you notice them responding a certain way to you because you are an active studio artist?
Definitely. I mean, I think they take what I say, they take my suggestions a little bit better because they've seen my work hanging around town. I like to have a show somewhere around town pretty consistently, just so that it's reaching them in different places that they might go.
What can children teach us about art and creativity?
They teach us a boldness that I think we lose over time. A lot of the kids that I teach, I might suggest certain things to them, but they'll leave the instructional time and they'll just attack their artwork. They're excited, they're motivated, and that's something that's intrinsic. They have that urge to create. And I think we all have that urge to create as well, but I think we build up a lot of walls that we have trouble getting over.
And you experienced that firsthand.
Definitely. Creativity is something that you have to work at. It's something that you can lose over time. And it's something that I consistently work on every day. I'll come home from a day of teaching and I'll paint, I'll draw, I'll do something just to keep exercising my creativity.
Now, you're going to be offering a painting workshop at the Laramie Montessori School on February 19th, and that's for kids, it's for adults. They're going to be working off of one of your paintings. So how does that work?
They are. So through Abundance Creative Arts, it's a studio in downtown Laramie, I offer painting workshops. And the Montessori School requested that I do a fundraiser for them. So it's going to be at the school in the Lincoln Community Center. And the way that works, I choose a painting that would be inspirational. And then we just go through the whole process, the same process that I would go through when I create a piece, of just layering. And the piece that we're going to be doing is The Joy of Snow. And it's this kind of a honey brown bear looking up at the sky with the snowflakes falling, which is perfect for this time of year. Mm-hmm. But that piece is fun because it adds a lot of layers. I have scratching for the surface to add texture. We create our own snowflakes that we add to it. So in a sense, they're creating a similar painting to what I did. But there's still a lot of freedom in there to explore, and I encourage anyone who wants to create their own characters and come up with their own stories.
And you yourself draw from fairy tales and folklore and fables. It's interesting to me that you say that the foundation of your work is words.
Yeah, so whenever I start a piece of artwork, I like to start it with a foundation of book pages. So I take old book pages and I'll collage them on my surface. And that kind of ties in with the storytelling aspect of my pieces. I think we're all natural storytellers. And I think we've kind of lost that as a society. And I've noticed in the kids I teach, we've lost that kind of free spirit creating. There's all these confinements. And so I'm trying to bring that back, to bring back that desire to just be creative, tell your story, tell whatever story you feel like telling. And so kind of taking that natural inclination towards storytelling and giving some sort of visual cue. I just love the stories that come out of pieces that I create where I'm showing a glimpse of a story that hasn't actually happened yet. And just hearing based on the background of that person, kind of their understanding of what the story might be. It's really interesting.
They look like they come out of pages of a storybook. Like, I know a popular painting of yours is called Beyond the Lost Fur. So it's this bear that appears to be hibernating and he's curled around a house and then a hiker is walking across his back. Or you have the Mountain Man, where a man has a backpack full of mountains and he's planting them. Even though these are static paintings, there's actually a lot happening.
Right. So I like to create some sort of action in the painting that needs a response. You know, when you look at my painting, you want to respond. You want to know what's going on, why this is happening.
You know, as a viewer, it's almost a bit frustrating because there seems to be something before and something after, but the painting doesn't show those things.
Exactly. So I'm wanting to capture a glimpse in the middle of a story. It's funny because when I'm creating the piece, I don't even know what the story is going to be. But I think for me, it's important for my work. I guess it is my work that I'm capturing a moment in a story. I'm not telling you the story because I love that process of storytelling so much.
Tara Pappas has an exhibition of her work at Coal Creek Uptown in Laramie until the end of the month, and she's teaching a painting workshop at the Laramie Montessori School on February 19th. Tara, so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.